Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning. Welcome to the pre-show. The show just for you guys waking up early with us. It's 5:30. It's Wednesday, April 10th. Thanks so much for joining us as we get ready to kick things off this morning. We've got a busy one on the show today. Lots to get to, but how you doing this morning?
Not bad. I love that you're doing the volleyball thing and your team that you're on. How was the game last night? How'd you guys do last night?
We had two games last night. First game, we just lost straight out. We played a really good team, and they beat us pretty handily. But then the second game, we went to three sets. We lost the first one. We won the second one, and we had to go to a third one, and they ended up winning that one too. So it was still fun, and the people are just so nice. And it's so funny because my daughter will fill in on the team with us, and they needed her last night because we were down a girl, and so she plays with us, and it's really cool to play volleyball with her. So my husband, he comes and he watches, and last night he started talking to one of the guys from another team. Mm-hmm. And they had just wrapped up their game, and I've met this guy before, and he's like so nice. And like in the back of my mind, I thought, oh man, these two are gonna get along. I just feel like my husband's gonna really like this guy because he's just very down to earth, very smart, very, very nice guy. So they sit down. I don't think my husband watched 1 minute of my game. They were talking.
The
guy was done with his game, and he stayed for all of our games because they ended up talking. We realized that this is such a small town. Like, we didn't know that already. It turns out the guy literally works in the next cubicle to one of our close family
friends.
No
way, really?
He's like, wait, her cubicle's right next to mine. And I'm like, what? It went on. Oh, actually, he works with one of your best friends.
This guy does?
Yeah.
Really?
He works with one of your best
friends. Let me open up my call screen. Hold on one second.
It was so funny.
This town is, I love doing that when you meet someone, and I'll do that. Well, I'll meet someone, we're chatting, and we'll try to find out how we are connected. And it's definitely less than seven people to get connected in Las Vegas. I just opened up my screen. Are you punching in?
Okay.
All right, let's see here. This is great. No kidding.
Yeah. Like, he works in the same office as my family friend and your family friend. And so I was like, oh, you know, JC's friend works there. And he's like, who? And I said the name. He's like, yeah. And I'm like, this town is way too small.
Oh, because your family friend is my friend's partner. Correct?
Yes, exactly.
Yes, that's our connection. Yes, so absolutely.
It's just, it's crazy. And we had a great conversation, or my husband did rather. And he's like, did you guys end up winning that last game? I'm like, thanks for watching. I really appreciate it.
Can we break that down for a quick second? We never really talked about that how funny is that, that one of my closest, dearest friends is business partners with one of your closest, dearest friends.
It's really crazy.
And we didn't know that. They connected on their own. It's not like they knew us and got connected. They had their own connection, but then Mercedes and I were connected. And so this town is so funny.
Yeah, it was. I remember having the conversation with my friend, and she's like, you know, talking about work. And then she mentioned her partner's last name. And I'm like, why does that last name sound familiar? I'm like, I've heard it. And I go, what's his first name? And she said it. And I'm like, I think that's one of JC's best friends. It was like, whoa, this is too crazy.
This town is connected, which is so cool to see. And I also think it's really cool, your volleyball journey that you started this year by auditioning for our Las Vegas Thrill. That didn't pan out, but you became like the in-house MC for the team. And now you're doing this Volleyball Federation thing they have going on. I think it's seeing your volleyball journey, I think, is from the sidelines watching it, it's really cool to see.
Well, thanks. I just, I'm really happy to do something like, you know, play again. That used to be my life. Like, my life was volleyball. I played, I traveled. It was always about volleyball. And then, you know, life happens and things, mm-hmm. you stop playing. But I always missed the sport. So when my girl started playing it, I was super happy just to watch. But now, yeah, the opportunity came for me to play again.
Mom is taking over.
Yeah,
go get it.
It's
I love
so much
it.
Fun.
Great
so,
stuff.
Yeah, good times. We are going to get the show started right now. Let's do this. Time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear, well, this song's like 2 days too late, Total Eclipse of the Heart by Nikki French.
Seriously.
Where were you on Monday?
Oh, gosh.
Even Tuesday. Do you want to hear If You Could Only See by Tonic?
If you could only see the way she loves me.
Never Leave You by Lumidee. Those are your choices. Get your votes in right now. You can tweet us on X at Mercedes in the AM. You can vote on our Facebook page, or you can text or call us at 702-364-9400. We're going to count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1. You're going to want to hear this.
We have more to come on the pre-show this morning. On the way next, what is the best TV rivalry of all time? Like, two characters, just rivals, the best one. I don't think you'll be able to guess what number one is. We'll talk about that coming up next. But first, the votes are in, and better late than never, Total Eclipse of the Heart by Nikki French is the pre-show you pick up. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. There's a study out about the most famous rivalries in TV and in film. So if you think about it, two people, completely opposite agendas, going up against each other, the rivalry is so famous. What do you think is the most famous of all time?
I've got one that is movies, but then it's transcended into television as well because it became a TV series.
Okay.
And it's the two from Karate Kid.
I am a man who will fight for your right.
Daniel LaRusso and Johnny?
Yes.
Of all time, you think it's Daniel LaRusso and Johnny?
I think it's up there. I'm going to put it in the... Think about it. They had the movie series going against each other, and then that transition into the television series, very successful. So I'm gonna put them in the top five.
It's not even on the list, and there's like hundreds of rivalries.
Well, it should be on the list because those two, sweeping the leg, those two were very intense.
That was a rivalry. I will definitely give you that. The best of all time, I guess it's not one of the most famous, but it was definitely a rivalry. The first one that popped into my mind was the rivalry between Darth Vader. And not just Obi-Wan Kenobi, but Darth Vader and Luke Skywalker. He had two rivalries.
That's true. It was an intense battle.
Yeah.
Very intense.
And they were 4 and 5 on the list, respectively. Obi-Wan and Darth Vader, number 4. Luke Skywalker, Darth Vader, number 5.
I got it.
Okay.
I got it. It's a cartoon?
It could be a cartoon.
Okay. Is it this one?
Wow.
Roadrunner.
Coyote.
Yes, and the Roadrunner.
The Roadrunner.
I mean, those two. That's what the whole series was based on, those two going at it nonstop.
Number three.
It was number three.
It was number three. It beat Daniel LaRusso and Johnny. Can you believe it?
I went from the bottom of the list to the top five. Okay, I see where we're going here.
702-364-9400. What do you think is the greatest TV or film rivalry of all time? Steph, who do you think?
Know if this is number one or even top 10, but when I think of TV shows, I always think of The Office. And The Office, Jim and Dwight. They were always
going up against each other. Yes, they were. Absolutely.
Doing pranks, always trying to be the assistant manager. They were always just trying to one-up each other in sales. And maybe it's because I always watch The Office in the background, so that's why I have The Office in mind.
I'm so embarrassed. I've never watched The Office.
Oh, it's so good.
I know. Yeah. I need to watch it. No, that's not on the list. Some of the notables in the top 10 include Thor versus Loki, Batman versus Joker.
Batman and Joker.
Yeah, huge rivalry. Scar versus Simba was on there. Oh, what about this one? This was a big one. Harry Potter and Lord Voldemort. That was number seven on the list. But we're still not at number one. I'll tell you number two here. Alien versus Predator.
That was good. I mean,
was it a
big
one?
Two separate movies, Predator and Alien, and then they came together to fight each other. They'd be like Freddy versus Jason at one point. So, that's number two?
That's number two on the list.
Oh, Karate Kid should be in top five then. That's number two.
We're getting Coyote versus the Anvil in Looney Tunes. That is a great guess. It's not on there. Hatfields and McCoys, no, not on there. Someone just wrote Bruce Willis and Sybil Shepherd from Moonlighting. I will tell you, the number one answer is Tom and Jerry.
Oh, yes.
The biggest rivalry in TV and film. Most search for a rivalry in every single state, if you can believe it.
Was Tom and Jerry?
Yes. But didn't they become friends
There were a couple episodes where, majority of the episodes, if I remember correctly, they were going at it. But every so often, there'd be one where they were allies. They were like friends and doing things together. It was like, oh, they're friends in this episode. How special.
No,
I kind of like this.
Fake friends. Fake friends.
You just wait.
Lies.
Jerry is ready to put that knife in Tom's back.
Yes, that's right. Always thinking ahead. Good job.
It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. Show number
2037.
Now, here's your host, Mercedes and JC.
Good morning and welcome to the show. It is 6 o'clock, Wednesday, April 10th. Thanks so much for joining us as we get things going here midweek. How you doing?
Not bad. I got a question for you and other parents out there. What's the most annoying thing that your child does to you? 702-364-9400. Because I experienced something that my buddy's kid does to him all the time, but I only experienced it once. I met a friend for lunch over the weekend, and his wife was there, and his kid was there before we went to lunch. And the wife and kid are walking away. His son's name is Tyler. He's like 15, 16 years old. I'm like, "Oh, it's good seeing you, Tyler." He turns around and goes, "Huh?" I'm like, "Oh, it's good seeing you. Have a good day." He's like, "Oh, thanks, man. You too." And I'm walking away. My buddy tells me, he's like, "Dude, that drives me crazy." I'm like, "What's that?" He goes, "Every time I ask my son a question or ask him to do something, his first response is, huh? It's not huh or what. It's huh. And then he'll respond. It's just like this crutch his kid has. Hey, did you take out the trash? Huh? Yeah, I did. It's just this word he uses all the time to start every single sentence. My buddy's like, you hear it once or twice, it's fine. You hear it all day long. It is so annoying. It drives my buddy crazy.
Are we sure? Like, and I mean this in all seriousness, that maybe he doesn't have an issue with his hearing and he's not hearing you the first time?
My buddy says, because he'll respond, hey, did you take out the trash?
Oh, he'll say, huh? And then answer.
Yeah, I took it out yeah, absolutely. Did you do homework? Huh? Oh, it's done. It's just a crutch he uses all the time.
Oh, that would get annoying very, very fast. And the more you mention it, the more they're going to do it. Because I feel like it's just it's a battle thing. And if you mention you don't like something that your kid does, then they do it even more just to make you mad.
They're going to pick up on it and keep dropping that line just to annoy. Do your daughters do anything to you that just rubs you the wrong way?
Oh, yeah. My daughter calls me bra. I'll say something. I'll be like, hey, can you clear the table for dinner? Bruh. Can you please clear it? Bruh. I'm like, oh my gosh. I am not your bruh. I'm not your bruh. Stop calling me that. Not even bro. It's bruh. And so, yeah, that drives me absolutely insane. But if I mention it, she keeps doing it. So I don't say anything anymore.
But I feel like she's also kind of, she's communicating something to you. What's the word again? Bruh?
Bruh.
Bruh. Like, clear the table. Bruh. So annoyed. Do you want to go get some ice cream? Bruh. Did she do it that way? Where she's, it's no. Word of like,
hey, I bought you something today, bruh.
Yes.
No. It's just when she's mad and annoyed, bruh.
Do you want pizza or tacos for dinner?
Bruh.
Tacos it is, kid. Tacos
all right.
It is.
Yeah, it's all a translation thing. I be careful about saying what drives you crazy.
Bruh.
Maybe it's just a Gen Z and Gen Alpha thing where the words just aren't coming out, so they just have a sound that they make. Huh? Bro?
We should get my buddy's kid in Brooklyn together, see if they can have a conversation with Ha and Bra.
That would be the best conversation. She'd be like, bruh. And he'd be like, huh? She's like, bruh. Huh? Oh, that would be the most boring.
Back and forth.
Boring conversation, but so much could still be said during it.
Hey, coming up here in about 15 minutes, we do have that early edition of Heads Up. And for you, tickets to Reggae in the Desert. And up next, we have What's Trending. What do you got for us?
Robert Downey Jr. finally talking about that joke that Jimmy Kimmel made about him at the Oscars. What was his reaction? And will Iron Man be back? Details coming up in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready?
All right, let's check in on the hot topics.
Mercedes in the Mornings, What's Trending? What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Robert Downey Jr. is trending this morning. So we're finally finding out what the actor thought about Jimmy Kimmel's Oscar joke about his drug use. If you don't remember what he said, let me refresh your memory.
This is the highest point of Robert Downey Jr.'s long and illustrious career. Well, one of the highest points. But was that two on the nose, or is that a drug motion you made?
So everyone, you know, kind of laughed about it. But afterwards, there was a lot of people that were talking that were like, that was really tasteless. That was why would you make fun of someone's past drug abuse, you know? Well, I guess Robert Downey Jr. says, I don't have a problem with it. You shouldn't have a problem with it. Basically, in this interview with Esquire, he said, I don't care. I love Jimmy Kimmel. I think he's a national treasure.
Oh, okay. My whole thing was, and I watched the Oscars. I didn't follow. We were off the next day, so I didn't really kind of do a follow-up and see what the buzz was about the next day. But my line of thinking was, when he was doing that joke, thinking, I'm sure he's going to get heat for this, because if Joe Coy got heat for making a Taylor Swift being on football games too often, then I'm thinking Jimmy Kimmel's going to get heat for doing drug jokes about Robert Downey Jr. That was where my thought process was.
And he did get some heat. Not as much as Joe Coy got, but he definitely got a little bit of heat. But Robert Downey Jr. says, I'm fine with it. You should be fine with it. Speaking of, though, Robert Downey Jr., he was also asked in this interview if he would ever reprise his role as Iron Man again. You may be thinking, okay, well, based on the last time I saw Iron Man in a movie, is that possible? He said he would absolutely do it. He says it's too integral a part of his DNA. He said that role chose him, and he always says never ever bet against Kevin Feige, who is the Marvel president and producer. He says it's a losing bet. He's the house. He always wins. Of course, nothing is impossible when the multiverse is involved. That was just such a brilliant move in Marvel to have a multiverse where there's just different versions of the same thing, because you'll never run out of storylines. You'll never run out of people playing the characters because of the multiverse.
It's brilliant. Plus, it's a movie. You can write any script you want. You just bring them back. Hey, it's Iron Man is back, and here is Robert Downey Jr. and Iron Man takes on the world or whatever. It's a movie. We can write any script we want, anything you want.
If you had to pick the best Marvel character of all time based on not just you liking them, but the most powerful, the one that could not be beat based on their ability, who would you say it is?
Well, so my Marvel knowledge is kind of limited. So we have Iron Man, Thor, right? These are some of the big Iron Man, Marvel
Hulk,
characters.
Hulk, Captain America, Thor, Deadpool, Thanos. Oh, gosh, there's just so many. Loki, Fury, Storm.
Hulk would only get mad when he only turned Hulk when he got angry, correct? Was that the TV show?
But I feel like he could kind of control it. Maybe I'm wrong. Marvel geeks, what do you think? Just based on your limited knowledge, though, who do you think is the most powerful?
Out of all those ones, I would say Thanos.
He's pretty powerful.
That's the one I would go with based on my Marvel knowledge. Who would you give it to?
Oh, man. I mean, just based on like skill alone, I think that Thor is, I mean, physically, he's very powerful as far as strength goes. Mm-hmm. I hate when I ask a question and I don't know the answer to. Gosh, who's the most powerful? I think there's some Marvel characters that like I don't know everything about them. I'm like literally Googling right now who are some of the most powerful Marvel characters, and there's a bunch that I don't know anything about. Molecule Man, ever hear of Molecule Man?
Sounds cool.
Never heard of him. Franklin Richards, never heard of him. Sentry, don't know. But just based on my limited knowledge, I think that Thor, I would put Thor up there, or Scarlet Witch. I think she's super underrated.
And why did Thor get out of shape?
Well, that was all part of the storyline.
Okay.
Did you watch that one?
I remember seeing that one, yes. But I forget why he got out of shape.
Well, then that's on you, not on him.
That's true. You got to remember these movies better. It's Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning. Tickets for you to Reggae in the Desert are coming up in 3 minutes. We win heads up. Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning, always live on the Odyssey app. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning, and let's do this. Heads up. We want caller 20. The phone number is 702-364-9400. You're caller 20. You're playing Heads Up, and this is a real fun prize.
This is going to be so much fun. We have a pair of tickets right now for you to check out Reggae in the Desert, featuring Steel Pulse, Collie Buds, many more. It's happening on April 20th at the Clark County Government Amphitheater. You want to be there. Your tickets right now with Heads Up. Just get to pick your category and your partner. And if you get 6 answers in 60 seconds, you're going to Reggae in the Desert. Caller 20 plays 702-364-9400.
Back to the music.
Back to the hits.
Love the variety.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning
on Mix 94.1.
Hey, Danielle, you're caller 20. You ready to play Heads Up?
Woo! Oh, yeah.
Let's do it. We have a pair of tickets to Reggae in the Desert for you. Pick a category. Do you want to go with Breaking Bad, Joining the Army, or Unicorns?
Oh, my gosh. I don't like any of those. I guess I'll pick Unicorns.
Unicorns it is. I love the honesty. Okay, so National Unicorn Day was yesterday. These are all different mythical creatures, okay?
Oh, God. I'm ready.
You got this. Who do you want to pick as your partner?
I'll pick you, Mercedes.
Okay.
All right, Danielle, you got 60 seconds on the clock. You get 6 correct. You're going to Reggae in the Desert, and you start now.
These breathe fire. Puff the Magic.
Dragon?
Yes.
Dragon.
This is Ariel was one of these. The little.
Mermaid.
Yes. This is the tooth blank brings you money when they fall out.
Fairy?
Yes. This is like, I'm going to pass on that. When the full moon comes out, someone turns into a what?
With werewolf.
Yes.
Werewolf.
Yes. On St. Patrick's Day, the little guy that wears old.
Leprechaun?
Yes. Shrek is a what? He's a.
Ogre.
Yes. Yes. Wow. Oh, my gosh. Danny, for someone who was not looking forward to that category, you absolutely destroyed it. Congratulations.
Danielle, you're all set with tickets to Reggae in the Desert at the Clark County Amphitheater. It's happening on Saturday, April 20th, and we've got your tickets to Reggae in the Desert coming up tomorrow morning with that early edition of Heads Up. And up next, we got 2 truths and 1 lie. It's Mix 94.1. It is Mercedes in the Morning.
The game is two truths and a lie.
It's true. That's so you've heard of it.
Yeah,
you've heard
of it. Yeah, because babies play that at their birthday parties.
Okay, whatever. It's a good game.
Two truths and one lie is on right now, and we want to hear from you. Who do you think the liar is this morning? It's a random draw. If you think you know, call us or text us right now. 702-364-9400. We're all going to go around and give you our story. Who is the liar? I'm going to go first this week. Are you guys ready?
Yeah, let's do this.
Okay. I have touched the Berlin Wall. I have touched the actual Berlin
Wall. The actual wall itself.
In Germany.
Okay.
I have touched the Berlin Wall.
It's not some Berlin random city and you went to a wall.
No.
Well, I have a caveat I want to ask you about, but when the wall came down, they were selling pieces of the wall.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah.
But this that's the actual wall. I'm talking about the actual wall. I touched the Berlin Wall.
Love it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. JC?
Let's see here. Okay. I did the math on this over the weekend. 46 people sang on the song "We Are the World." I have met 10 of those 46 people.
Wow. I mean, that's a pretty decent ratio.
46 stars singing?
About a fourth of everyone?
And I've met through my career and travels over the years 10 of those 46 people.
Okay.
Very cool.
All right, Steph.
I am going to be in a pretzel eating contest at the end of the month.
Pretzel eating contest. Are you turning into like Joey Chestnut here?
Steph's now a competitive eater.
I'm a competitive eater.
You win big money doing that, Steph.
I heard. We have some interesting facts today. Who is the liar? Can you figure it out? We want to hear from you right now at 702-364-9400. Who is lying? We'll go over it again. I have touched the actual Berlin Wall.
I have met 10 of the 46 people that sang on the song "We Are the World."
And I am going to be in a pretzel eating contest later on this month.
Do you know who the liar is? Call us, text us right now. We'll reveal coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. It is two truths and one lie on Mix 94.1. We want to hear from you right now at 702-364-9400. Call us and tell us who you think the liar is this morning. We want to hear from you. We'll go around again, just in case you missed our stories. I'll go first. I have touched the actual Berlin Wall.
I have met 10 of the 46 people that sang on the song "We Are the World."
And I'm going to be in a pretzel eating contest later on this month.
Okay, who is the liar? Going to the text line right now. This one says, Steph is lying. That would be such a difficult contest. Pretzels are so heavy. This one's from Reason and Ashley and Declan here. They say, we also think Steph is the fibber. This text says, JC is lying. I bet he has only met 4 of those people.
Interesting. Okay.
Coco says, sorry, Mercedes, but yours sounds just like a lie. That I have touched the Berlin Wall, really? Okay, Steph is the liar, says another text here. Let's do the big reveal. Are we ready?
Yes.
Let's do it.
Okay. Truth teller number one.
It is me. I am going to be in a pretzel eating contest.
Oh my gosh.
I was very, very hesitant, but someone reached out to me from Hofbräuhaus asking if we wanted to do it for charity. And the charity part got me in. I thought it would be fun. And I love Hofbräuhaus, so I'll be there on the 26th doing a pretzel eating contest.
Oh my goodness.
They're soft pretzels, right?
I hope so.
Yeah, they are.
They're delicious.
Yeah, but they're very heavy.
They are.
That's all right. Start practicing now.
Yeah, for sure.
Truth teller number two, it's me.
When did you do this?
Back in 2016, I touched the Berlin Wall. I have a picture of us standing there. I have a picture of me right up close at the wall. I can post it. But yeah, we went and visited Berlin, and we went to the wall. And you can, there's a part where you can actually go and touch what's remaining of the Berlin
Wall. Sure, yeah.
So yes, that was me.
That's wild. So that means I'm the liar. And you know what's the crazy thing is? I sat down. I went through all the names. I met 4. So whoever said JC's lying, he only met four, is actually correct with what they said.
Wow, that's kind of crazy.
It was Kenny Loggins, Lionel Richie, Cyndi Lauper, and Smokey Robinson were the four that I met. So that person was actually spot on with the prediction. I was lying and only met four.
Wow, that's when you know you guys have really gotten to know us, when you can tell us, yeah, you're lying, but this is the actual truth here.
So good.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is brought to you by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
I really miss the show Game of Thrones. Don't you? What a great show Game of Thrones was.
I know you're not alone. I never got into it. Laura loved it. My wife loved it. So I would see bits and pieces of it. And she was just like you, infatuated with that show.
Can you turn my volume up?
Yeah, absolutely.
I
thought you meant the vibe of your microphone. Yeah. I can make it louder.
There we go. I just wanted a little ambiance. The reason I'm bringing up Game of Thrones is because I was really looking forward to this. Kit Harington's return as Jon Snow on a Game of Thrones spinoff. There were talks about that. Everyone was excited. It was happening. It's no longer happening, at least for now. He says right now, Kit Harington, he says it's off the table because they couldn't find the right story to tell that they were all excited about enough. So they just decided to kind of lay it down for the time being. He said there might be a time in the future when we return to it, but at the moment it is firmly on the shelf. He also said that he never wanted it leaked in the first place. He didn't want fans to start making theories and getting excited when it wasn't definite, which is exactly what we did. And now they're like, it's not happening. So dang it. I was so excited about that.
Wasn't there some, was it a prequel? Another spinoff, House of Dragons or something like that. Did you watch that one?
Yeah, and I think the second season is coming very soon. So, and that's a great one. That's what, like, the two girls with the, what's your drink of choice? Oh, Spagliato.
That's them, yeah.
Yeah, oh, I love that. I love that clip.
We can get a whole conversation thing about the best and worst spinoff shows. I loved Sons of Anarchy. They had a spinoff show about the Mayans, the other gang. I just could not get into that show. Breaking Bad, Better Call Saul. So many people love that. I couldn't get into it. Did you watch that one?
No, but my husband did. It's one of his favorite shows of all time.
Better Call Saul?
Yeah, he says it's amazing.
Better than Breaking Bad?
He said it's right up there.
Oh, yeah. Matt, I respect your rankings.
Yeah, he loves that one.
Okay.
What's your drink of choice?
A Negroni.
I was going to say a drink.
Spagliato. With Prosecco in it.
Oh, stunning. Yeah.
Oh, that's one of my favorite sound memes of all time. I love
that. That's a good one.
All right, moms, some bad news. A new study suggests that having children doesn't just make women feel older, it can actually increase your biological age. They found that each pregnancy you have adds 2 to 3 months to a young woman's physical aging process. Pregnancy appears to have no effect on the biological age of men. The results of the study only apply to young women who are in late adolescence. So that time period is usually between the ages of 18 and 24. So they say many of the reported pregnancies occurred during late adolescence when women are still actually growing. They also do know the extent to which this accelerated aging happens. They find that it kind of manifests as poor health or mortality later in life, but it does speed up the aging process. So,
ladies, you are absolutely amazing. When you stop and think about it, having a child, yeah, guys, we have something to do with it. But let's be honest, it's a very minimal part.
You don't really have.
Yeah, seriously, it's a very tiny part. There's life inside of you growing. A human being is growing inside of you, and then you present that child to the world. That whole process itself, and then you're able to feed the baby too. It's just, I mean, it's a miracle. Women, the things you do are miracles. It blows my mind. When you stop and think about it, a human being.
I know, but you're like mansplaining it to us. We know.
Trying to mansplain it. I'm just saying, when you stop and break it down, I'm fascinated by ladies and the powers that you have.
It's incredible.
There's no mansplaining.
Incredible.
I think most women know how pregnancy works. If I was explaining it to you, then I'm sorry. But yeah, I wasn't trying to be negative about it. I know.
It's just, it is a miracle that our bodies can do this such a thing. It's crazy.
Guys, we do one little thing to help out. There you go.
This is, if you are a fan of Krispy Kreme, I love Krispy Kreme donuts. They are so good. Tell me what you think of this. They have this new donut that they're rolling out, and it combines Krispy Kreme with, I think, one of the best candy bars ever. When I say best candy bars ever, what do you think of automatically?
Snickers.
So, oh, really? That's your favorite candy bar? Oh, mine is Kit Kat.
Oh, that's a good one, too.
Yeah, and Krispy Kreme is now making a Kit Kat donut.
What?
Yeah. So they got these three new flavors. They have a Kit Kat Crunch Bar, which features the donut, and it's just got pieces of Kit Kat on top of it. Then they have this Kit Kat Cookie Dream Donut. So it's filled with chocolate, and it's got this cookie dough flavored cream, and then it's covered in Kit Kat pieces. And then they have this Kit Kat salted caramel brownie donut that is sprinkled with Kit Kat and brownie pieces, and then there's caramel on top of it. They say these are available today for a limited time only. Is it only today? I hope not. I want to get myself one of these.
Yesterday's Try Tuesday was awful. I'm down for that for next week. We're due for something nice and tasty.
Yeah, that was not good, but at the same time, I'm like, I'm nervous about trying Kit Kat donuts, because what if I like them too much? And then I want to keep going back and getting more.
Hey, next hour, 7:30, we got for you a 4-pack of Resort Hopper passes to Legoland, California. Those are yours when you conquer the Mega Minute.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The countdown is on. 9 days until we get new Taylor Swift. The Tortured Poets Department comes out April 19th. And I think a lot of people are anxiously awaiting. I'm sure we're going to be getting some little clues dropped by her. I feel like she and Beyonce have like a mutual understanding where it's like, hey, when you're in the spotlight, I'm stepping back. When I'm in the spotlight, you're stepping back. Like, I've liked how she's laid low while Beyonce's having her moment with Cowboy Carter.
That's true. Let's give Beyonce a couple more weeks to have her moment, and then Taylor will come out and shine. Yeah, if you go back in their history, they've kind of worked off each other.
Yeah, yeah. I really like it. All right, it is 7:03, Mercedes in the morning. I have a situation that my friend wanted me to bring up. I asked her if she wanted to come on. She said no, because she's afraid that her voice will be recognizable to some people, which is fine. I totally understand that. But she is super paranoid right now. I personally, knowing her and knowing her husband, I think she's being paranoid. I understand why she's being paranoid, but I don't think there's anything happening right now. She asked me to bring this up. Ladies or gentlemen, what do you automatically think, or do you get suspicious if your significant other starts working out, like going for it, like all of a sudden, you know what, I'm going to commit to this new workout routine. I'm going to the gym every day. I'm starting to eat right. Just kind of out of the blue, her husband, who I know, just decided he was going to start working out, and he was going to hit the gym. He's going to start counting his macros. He's going to do all the things. And she's like, where did this come from? And he said, hey, you know, I'm getting older. I want to be around for a long time. I want to get in better shape. I want to be here for you guys. They have a kid. And he's going crazy. Not crazy, but he's working out every single day. So she told me sometimes he goes twice a day to the gym.
2-a-days. That's impressive.
Well, she says that's not very often, but she said sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
If your significant other starts working out a lot, is that a red flag? She thinks it is.
She thinks he's cheating.
No, I didn't say that. She's just worried that something more is going on.
So he has an attraction to someone else?
Maybe.
And he said, hey, I better get myself in shape to appeal to this other lady?
Yeah, I mean, she's kind of suspicious about it all. And she's wondering if she has a good reason to be suspicious, or if she should just take it at his word that he's just thinking, hey, I want to better myself. I just want to get in better shape. And I decided to do this. What do you think? 702-364-9400. If your spouse all of a sudden out of nowhere just starts working out and looking at what they eat and they never did that before, or if they did, it was kind of a one-off, would you be suspicious? 702-364-9400. I think that he's just kind of like, you know, you kind of at one point that reality of mortality sets in, like, hey, I want to live a long life. I'm not doing things that are good for myself. I got to switch it up. I think we've all been through that at one point where we change things because we want to feel better. And I really think that's just what he's going through. She's just worried, I guess, is the right way to say it. She doesn't necessarily think he's cheating, but she's just worried.
Are there reasons to be worried? Has he cheated in the past?
No.
Does he have a wandering eye?
No, he's a good guy.
Well, then I think if they think the guy's just wanting to get in shape, then your mind immediately goes to, he decides to, hey, I want to turn things around. I'm going to become a better person. I'm going to start working out, become a better husband. Her mind goes to all of a sudden, I need to be concerned. Maybe there is different layers to this marriage. Maybe there was something in the past that's causing this concern. Because if he's never cheated before, he's never had like a wandering eye, there's always been a trust, then why all of a sudden is she concerned over the fact that he's wants to take better care of himself?
We're getting some texts here. What do you think? You can call us too at 702-364-9400. This one says, I think it can go either way. Maybe someday, without any notice, she could put on her gym clothes and say, all right, I'm ready. We're going together today, and see his reaction. Make yourself a part of it. This one says she has reasons to be suspicious. Sarah, good morning. What do you think?
I agree with what you just said. I would, you know, put my gym clothes on and try and do the activity together, go to the gym. And if he's open to it, great. And, you know, you don't have anything to worry about. But if he kind of is like, no, you know, then I guess I'd be suspicious too. But I would try and go with him and see, you know, if you can do that activity together.
Yeah, that's provided she wants to go to the gym.
I'm cool with the way I look.
Sarah, thank you. Abby is on hold. So is Vanessa. And Abby says the same thing happened to her with her husband. And wait until you hear what was going on. We'll talk to Abby. We'll find out what Vanessa has to say. That's all coming up next. It's Mix 94.1.
Now back to Mercedes in the Morning. Are you ready for it? On Mix 94.1.
Hey, good morning, Abby.
Good morning.
Hey, we are talking about if your significant other just all of a sudden out of nowhere starts working out, worrying about what they eat, and just says they just want to get in shape, should you be worried? It's happening to a friend of mine. It happened to you. What happened?
Oh, Mercedes, unfortunately, I think your friend's suspicions are valid. It was very similar for me. My husband decided that he wanted to start working out, which is great because of his health. But he started working out a lot. He started tanning. I mean, that's very unusual. He wanted to go to the tanning salon.
Oh, boy.
And then he also picked up, he would say him and his buddy started a co-ed softball league or team or something. And so he was always going out and playing softball. And his buddy's name would show up on his, you know, I got suspicious, so I can't deny. I did start to peek into the cell phone and see for call logs. And I would see that the name matched, you know, the phone calls would match his buddy's friend. But it turns out he just changed the name on the cell phone. It was actually the person that he was cheating on me with.
Oh, so he just put it under a guy's name. So you're like, oh, Greg is calling. No big deal.
Yeah.
And then you start reading the messages, and Greg's telling your husband that he's a great kisser. You're like, wait a second, Greg.
Yeah, that's a sure sign for sure. Abby, I'm so sorry that happened to you. So it's your ex now, you said?
That is my ex now, yes.
Oh.
But Abby, and I'm so sorry that happened to you as well, but do you think because that happened to you that would imply that any guy that wants to get in shape and turn his life around might have something else going on the side?
No, I won't say that. But I will say that there's definitely something going on to maybe where she needs to, you know, bring some communication back into the marriage, start talking about it, and catch it before it gets too bad.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate your call, Abby. Thank you so much. Let's talk to Vanessa. Vanessa, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, what do you think about this?
So I was going to say, not to make her a little more suspicious of her husband, but I was thinking something health-wise could have possibly happened. The same thing had happened with my father-in-law. He found out something big that he never ended up telling the family. Instead, he just started doing all these crazy things, like working out, count calories, watching what he's eating.
And do you mind saying what he found out?
He had heart problems and liver problems, and I guess there's a lot of things. I don't think he still tells us all of everything that's going on, but...
Yeah, so he was doing it really for his health, but there was some serious health issues happening, and he just didn't want to tell anybody.
Yeah, instead he just tried to fix everything on his own, and then it didn't seem to be working for him. So then he finally started telling us little bits and pieces here and there. And then we kind of wrapped it all up and figured everything out and tried to, like, get him to, you know, you need to tell us what's going on so we can help you.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks for calling, Vanessa.
Yeah, of course.
Hey, Debbie.
Hi.
Hey, what do you think?
Well, I think you ought to look at it the opposite way. I mean, maybe he's looking at her, seeing how she's taking care of herself, healthy, looking good. And he's starting to think, wow, she might lose interest in me. And he wants to, you know, take care of himself.
Oh, I like that. I like that, Spin. Like, look at this beautiful wife I have. If I let myself go, I could lose her. So I want to look the best I can for her.
Yeah.
Debbie, you are like a glass half full. I love it.
Thank you, Debbie.
Look at it positively, mm-hmm. You know. I personally, knowing both of them, and you never know someone's relationship, but... I really think he's just trying to get healthier.
Yeah, good for him.
I really do. She's very upset. I'm like, would you rather he not work out? She's like, well, no. But.
Well, this is a great conversation. There's great advice. So hopefully your friend will listen. She's not listening now. Listen to the
podcast.
She's
listening right now.
Oh, good.
Yeah, she's been texting throughout.
I love it. Well, here we go. It's now time for the Mercedes in the Morning Mega Minutes.
All right. Your tickets to Legoland, California. Ready for you. It's all to celebrate the opening of Dino Valley. So if you're ready to go check out Legoland, you just have to conquer the Mega Minute. And caller 20 gets a shot. It's 60 seconds. It's 10 questions. You get them all correct, and you are on your way to Legoland, California with this 4-pack of Resort Hopper passes. Caller 20 plays right now. 702-364-9400.
It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Brittany, are you ready to try to conquer the Mega Minute?
Yes, I am.
All right. This is very exciting because we have a 4-pack of Resort Hopper passes to Legoland, California for you if you do it. And we're rooting for you. And so get ready. It starts quickly.
All right, Brittany, you're going to have 60 seconds to answer these 10 questions correctly. If you get one wrong or pass on a question, we'll come back to that question at the end. And the game starts now.
What color is a ruby?
Red.
Yes. What month usually has 28 days?
February.
Yes. How many teeth do most adult humans have?
25?
No. What band released the album Dark Side of the Moon?
Pass.
Budapest is the capital of what country?
Ooh, pass.
What is the name of the scary clown in the movie It?
It?
Yes. No.
Anyway.
Yes. John Cena was an athlete for which sport?
Wrestling.
Yes. What is the largest animal on Earth?
Giraffe.
No. Nicole Kidman is married to which country singer?
Pass.
What is the sun, a planet or a star?
A star.
Yes. How many teeth do most adult humans have?
28?
No. What band released the album Dark Side of the Moon? Brittany, in your defense, some of these were really, really hard. I wouldn't have known the teeth answer at
Depends on the human, too.
Yeah,
the adult.
That's why we say most on that. 32 is the number. That's how many teeth most adult humans have. The band that released the album Dark Side of the Moon was Pink Floyd. Budapest is the capital of Hungary. And the largest animal on Earth was a blue whale. And also, Nicole Kidman is married to the country singer Keith Urban. Oh, man. Savage. We made it through all 10.
Yeah, that's a plus.
But, you got to get them all right. I'm so sorry, Brittany. Thank you so much for attempting to conquer the Mega Minute. It wins again. So that means at caller 20 right now, you get these tickets, a 4-pack of them. Resort Hopper passes to Legoland, California. Caller 20 gets them at 702-364-9400. 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. Did you have any type of culture shock when you moved to Las Vegas? If you're not a native, if you weren't born and raised here, but you moved here, and you were like, whoa, this is throwing me off. It's so cool to see Vegas for the first time through other people's eyes. And working with our new volleyball team, the Vegas Thrill, I'm getting to know the players and the coaches, and they're just all so amazing. They're so nice. And I was talking to one of the players the other day when they had a game, and she's like, girl, why is everything so expensive here? And I was like, well, is it like the economy right now? You know, things. And she's like, no. She's like, everything here is so expensive. My groceries are more expensive. She's like, the gas is more expensive. Why is it so, everything so expensive? She's like, I am experiencing the worst culture shock here. She's like, I love this city. It's amazing. My only gripe is how expensive everything is. And I'm like, yeah, like a lot of people experience some sort of culture shock when they move to Las Vegas.
And what stinks about the cost of everything, I remember moving to Las Vegas and it was the opposite. Everything was just so cheap. Apartments, you can get a gorgeous 2-bedroom apartment for like $500-$600. Stunning apartment. You go elsewhere and that apartment would cost you close to $1,000. This is back in the 90s I'm talking about, but it's sad that that's has come to that. For me, when I moved to town, it was just the having to adjust to everything being open 24/7. And I loved it. That was one of the things that appealed to me about this town. But just being around it all the time, it was a different feeling for me.
That was always very weird. But now I get the opposite culture shock when I go back home to see my family in Colorado. And I'm like, hey, you know, let's go out. And they're like, everything's closed right now. What are you talking about? Oh, my bad. Okay.
I remember going back home for the first time at the age of 21. It was like on a Sunday. I'm like, hey, let's go get some beer. Like, it's Sunday. We can't buy beer. I'm like, that's right. Lame.
And 3-2 beer at the grocery store?
Yeah, what was 3-2 beer? It was almost like non-alcoholic, was it?
No, it's still alcoholic. It just wasn't as strong. But yeah, that was the whole thing. Like, well, you could get beer at the grocery store, but it's not like real beer.
It's not the real stuff. Hey, next hour, those tickets for you to Bluey's Big Play happens at 8:25.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is brought to you by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
All right, let's talk a little more about Morgan Wallen and Chairgate, which they're calling it. He's really dominating the news cycle right now for not great reasons. If you missed it, he threw a chair off the top of a building in Nashville, and he almost hit two police officers when he did it. Here's a scary part for him. A lot of people are asking, how much jail time is he looking at? If he takes a plea deal, which seems likely given his superstar status, he'll probably just get a slap on the wrist. But the scary part is that Tennessee law says that each one of his three felony counts carries a potential sentence between 1 and 15 years.
Ooh.
Yeah. Although a separate article says between 1 to 6 years, it's likely they'd run at the same time, not back to back. But a judge on Court TV made a comment saying that you can argue it was simply a dumb mistake. But in Tennessee, the law provides that neither intent nor actual harm have to exist to be found guilty on that charge. So he's due back in court on May 3rd. Well, no more than he hasn't commented on this whole furniture throwing thing. What we know so far is there's a sign out in front of this bar that said, "Our pigs fly, our chairs don't," which that's kind of ironic. A security guard on the scene said he had to throw it pretty hard to get it all the way in the street from Chief's rooftop. The chairs are probably 20 pounds and they're made out of stainless steel. So they say he was just being an idiot and threw it. And they had a reporter go up there to see. They showed the video of just how far up they were. It was high, five stories, mm-hmm. but it was really high. So I have a feeling this is going to get a lot bigger than it is right now.
Yeah, God forbid that would hit that police officer down there, or I know that's a very popular area. There's a lot of people down there. And listen, you always hear rock stars doing stupid stuff, but at some point, this guy, he's got a track history now. The racial slurs a couple years ago. I know there was another incident. Now this, I mean, he's got to do something about it because it's not going to end well.
Yeah, I saw another country singer, I'm trying to remember which one, talking about just like when you're as young as he is and you get as much fame as he does mm-hmm. right away, that sometimes they just don't know how to deal with it. And you want to take that into account. But again, it's like, aren't the people surrounding him telling him like, hey, not a wise decision.
Yeah, slow things down. Or was he at the bar by himself? Was he there with some friends or something?
He was there with a bunch of people.
Yeah, it's, you start grabbing the chair like, oh, stop, don't do that. It's not going to end well for you. Was that John Rich, I think, that said that?
Yeah, I believe it was, yeah. What else this morning? If you're a cat owner, you actually have an edge when it comes to dog owners as far as sleeping well with pets on the bed. About 65% of pet owners let their animals sleep with them on the bed. But for dog owners, that may mean lots of insomnia going on here. They did a study and they found that dog owners don't sleep well when their dogs sleep in the bed with them. But cat owners do. Cat owners sleep so much better with cats in the bed then dog owners sleep with dogs in the bed. I don't know why they had to do a study on this. I mean, dogs in bed, they're always moving around, snoring, making noise. Do you let your dog sleep in the bed with you?
We our first Chihuahua was Lily. She would, and then we changed that. Zoe's in her cage in her little apartment. She loves it. Jax has his own bedroom. Sometimes Jax will kind of hang out with us and fall asleep with us. But I'm always on the losing end because he's always on my side of the bed. And so Laura's fine. She has free range. And then so he's 35 pounds, a little bit of a bigger dog. So I got to kind of curl up in a ball. So it's not comfortable for me. And then when I move, he gets irritated because I kick him by accident. He's like, rawr, rawr, and then he'll get up and leave and go to his room.
Oh, yeah. It's hard. Once you let them go in there for the first time, that's the only place they want to be.
Give them in, so take a mile. Did you do Max and Molly?
Yeah, it's funny. Max and Molly used to sleep in bed with us. And same thing, they'd both wind up on me. So Molly would end up between my calves at the very bottom of my leg. And then Max would end up on my left side with his head like on my shoulder and in my arms. But I actually grew to love sleeping like that, just feeling them there. It was great. But they would snore. They would snore so loud. And so we finally had to pull them out of the bed and retraining them to stay downstairs. That was heartbreaking. Steph, do you let Momo sleep in bed with you?
I let Momo sleep with me only during day naps. Like if I want to take a nap during the day, he'll go in bed with me. But at night, I can't. I need a full night's rest. It's only a queen bed for me and James with another dog. He's scratching and itching. I'm like, Momo, couch now.
And he goes?
Yeah, he'll go. He's really good about it.
Are you ever like, James, couch now?
Yep. Like last night, TV off,
out of here.
Yep.
Hey, at 8:25, we've got 4 tickets for you. Take the family to Bluey's Big Play. It's coming up next hour. It's Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning.
Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning, always streaming live on the Odyssey app. So what happened?
This is a friend of ours. She was she's been having some stomach issues, and she went to her doctor. And the first thing they did was have her pee in a cup. And she's in the doctor's office waiting for the doctor to come in. And he comes back and he says to her, first thing he says to her is, well, I figured out what's causing your stomach issues. Before they even had a patient, it's like, oh, yeah, what's that? He goes, you're pregnant. What? She's in a relationship, a wonderful boyfriend that lived together. And he goes, yeah, showed her the results. Pee test came back positive. You're pregnant. She's like, no, we're taking precautions. Birth control, that can't be right. She's like swearing, that can't be right. I'm not pregnant. He's swearing that she is. So they decide to take another pee test. And she's got to wait a couple minutes to build up some pee, I guess, and does the second pee test. That comes back in negative. Doctor's perplexed. Like, I just, the first test showed you're positive. I don't know. So they end up doing some blood work. They got to wait 24 hours. This whole 24 hours, she's thinking, oh my gosh, is that first test? Is that right? Am I pregnant? Are we going to have a kid? Oh my gosh, she wants to have kids, but da da da. Next day, she gets a call from the doctors. It is negative, not pregnant.
So what was the issue then?
She thinks that they grabbed the wrong pee because she swears that she's not pregnant. She thinks somehow maybe that they got the pee confused and they did the test on this pee and came back and said, no, it shows your pee, you're pregnant. And they showed her. So she's thinking maybe he went to see someone else in the office, another lady, to say, oh, yeah, no, you're negative. And they got the two P's confused.
Has anyone ever had like a misdiagnosis as far as going to the doctor for one thing? They said it's this. And then you're like, really? And you find out that that was completely wrong. I would be so scared to be a doctor because I'd be so unsure of myself. That's why I have such respect for doctors. And mistakes are going to be made. They're only human. You just have to go with the information that you have. But on something like that, where maybe they mixed up the urine samples, and that's out of your control. You didn't mix them up. You're just going off of the results that you got.
Yeah.
It wasn't your fault. Let's talk to Melissa. Hey, Melissa. Good morning.
Good morning, Mercedes. Good morning, JC.
Hey, what happened?
Oh my gosh. So my husband went in to the doctor because he was having a headache, and it just weren't going away. And so he went to the doctor. And they decided to do some scans. And when we got the results from the scans, the doctor told us that my husband had a brain tumor.
Oh, my gosh.
We were devastated. and so then, in our gut, you're always told to get second opinions. Like in my gut, I wasn't sure. And I didn't want to believe it. So we went to the second doctor. They did some scans. And that doctor was saying, no, there's no brain tumor. Started asking him about change of diet and things like that. He had cut out caffeine.
Wait, you went from brain tumor to no caffeine? Whoa.
Yep. Yes.
If that's not an argument for getting a second opinion, I don't know what is. That's like a potentially terminal diagnosis. And then, just maybe bring some caffeine back into your...
Well, what do you think? Or was he having the symptoms because he cut the caffeine out? That's where he was having headaches? Is that what she was saying?
Yeah. And that'll happen. But like, if they do a scan... Are you reading the scan right? What's going on?
But think of your mindset, too, when you're told that, Mercedes, okay, this is a diagnosis that you have a brain tumor. Let's, circle back in a week and we'll discuss the things that we can do. And you're living with that, oh, my gosh, I have a brain tumor. Mm-hmm. For the next 24, 48 hours, do you go get that second opinion? I'm sure your outlook on life, when you find out, oh, it's just because you cut out caffeine, I'm sure your mindset changes like, oh, my God, they have a second lease on life right now.
Yeah, that's definitely a game changer there. Ashley, good morning. What happened to you?
Okay, so this was a diagnosis that I had when I was a child. I had a rash, and my mom brought me into not my normal doctor, but she swore up and down I had scabies. And it wasn't scabies, but they gave me this bleaching cream, and it burned my skin, and my mom was terrified. She didn't know what to do, but yes, it wasn't scabies, and it was the total wrong diagnosis, totally burned my skin with the medication.
Oh, my gosh. And just to think, like, gross. I have scabies. That's disgusting. And it wasn't that.
What is this, 1942?
Oh, my gosh.
Who gets scabies?
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bluey is coming to town, and we've got your tickets coming up here in just about 5 minutes.
Did you see the story out of Michigan? The parents of the Oxford High School shooter, Ethan Crumbly, they were sentenced yesterday. Did you see that?
I did see that. Yeah, this is what a landmark case this was.
Yeah, so they were found guilty of 4 counts of involuntary manslaughter. They separate trials. They were sentenced to 10 to 15 years in prison yesterday. So the judge, she said that this is meant to be a deterrent, and the time already served by the couple, which is around 28 months, that's going to be deducted from their sentencing. And I guess the Michigan sentencing guidelines require a maximum sentence of 7 years, but the prosecutors, they actually petitioned for longer sentences. What do you think when it comes to... This is a very extreme case, and it's a very sad case. And, you know, the parents, they when they got to address the court, they said that they are sorry for the pain that's been inflicted. They asked to be sentenced in a fair and just way. The father said, you know that what my son did, I was not aware of. But obviously they're being held accountable. Mm-hmm. For this, because there were signs, the gun was not put in a place that was safe. What do you think as far as parents being punished for what their children do? Agree, disagree? What do you think of this case? 702-364-9400.
You know, my personal thought on the case is I think it's almost like a case-by-case basis, but just reading about this case, the son had, there were mental health issues, and that's a serious thing to deal with. And my brother-in-law, he's in such a much better place right now, but he's bipolar, schizophrenia. And through the years, we dealt with a lot of stuff. I didn't really talk about it, but we dealt with a lot of stuff with him and things he would do. And if he would ever ask for a gun and my mother-in-law would buy him a gun and give him a gun, God forbid something happens, I would point finger to my mother-in-law. Like, why did you put that weapon in his hands? And that seems to be the case, I believe, in this one, where there was a lot of issues going on. He wanted the gun. The parents bought the gun and gave it to him. So in my mind, with his condition and his state of mind, there is accountability for the parents.
Sometimes it's not just the action that the parents take. It's the lack of action. The lack of taking action. What do you guys think? Mark has an opinion here. Mark, what do you think?
Well, I disagree with prosecuting the parents. As like you said, as long as the parents have done the right thing, you know what I mean? You can't have left a gun out to where this kid has access to it. You know, it's a terrible tragedy, but, you know, personally, I've taught my kids stay away from that kind of stuff. Like, they're still gonna be themselves. They're gonna make their own decisions. You can only hopefully teach them to make the right decision.
So you think in this case that, you know, they did the best they could, but the kid ultimately was the one who did the action. Do you feel like, you know, if you're ignoring these signs and you're not taking action when you should take action, do you feel, you don't feel like they bear a little bit of that responsibility?
Well, absolutely. Well, I say if they've done everything right, it's a case by case. Like, if they have locked up the guns, they've put all their stuff away, they've taught their kids, then I don't know how you could go after the parents for the decisions that kid made. You know, it's a horrible thing to say, but at the same time, if they've done everything right, I don't know how you go after the parents. Now, if they, like JC was just saying, if somebody handed them a gun and they kind of knew there was other circumstances going on, then yeah, go after the parents. But
no, I'm sorry, Mark. I was just looking at this story, and I guess they repeatedly ignored things that any reasonable person would have been absolutely shocked about.
There were signs. There was a lot going on.
Yeah, Mark, thank you so much for calling. We appreciate you. Nathan, good morning. What do you think?
I think that it's about time that parents be held accountable for their children's actions, to a point, of course. In this circumstance, you got to remember the school gave them their recommendation to leave the kid in school, and the parents took the recommendation of the school. I think that we give a lot of parents, and I'm a parent, I think a lot of parents give too much power to the schools and, you know, not taking accountability for their kids' actions. Their parents are too absent in raising of their own children nowadays, unfortunately. And it's because both parents are working. It's not like we were raised where we had one parent at home all the time. You know, things are tough. But I also think that kids need to be held accountable. And I think the parents should go along with that.
Excellent point, Nathan. Yeah, I think sometimes when the kids go to school, you're like, okay, not my problem anymore. Let the school deal with them. And that's lack of action. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we can't forget. Yeah, I'm the first person responsible for this child. So that excellent point, Nathan.
Okay, we go coming up here in a couple minutes. We do have Heads Up, and there's tickets for you to Bluey's Big Play that's coming to the Smith Center this summer. Your tickets are coming up here right after the Backstreet Boys. This is Mix 90. It's Mercedes in the Morning.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
All right, Desiree, you ready to play Heads Up?
I am. I'm so excited.
Do you love Bluey?
My kids love Bluey.
Oh, Bluey is the best. And we've got four tickets for you. If you win Heads Up, pick a category. Do you want to go with bookshelf, April showers, or happy hour?
Let's do April showers.
April showers. It is. It's April. We'll probably get some showers. Yay. These are all things associated with the rain, okay?
Okay.
Who do you want to pick as your partner?
Let's go with you, Mercedes.
Okay.
All right, Desiree, you got 60 seconds on the clock. You get six correct. You're going to go see Bluey, and you start now.
When it rains, you usually use one of these to shield yourself.
Umbrella.
Yes. You might put these on so your feet don't get wet.
Rain boots.
Yes. This is, you might jump in one of these and it splashes everywhere.
Puddle.
Yes. When you're driving your car, you have to turn these on so you can
see. Windshield wipers.
Yes. When it is just really raining, they call it a what? It is a
thunderstorm.
A total. Oh my gosh.
Lightning.
Let's pass. When it's raining, there's a high percentage of this in the air.
Humidity.
No. Let's pass. After it rains, you see several colors in the sky. It's called
rainbow.
Yes. It's tons of snow. It's a what out there? It's a lot of snow.
Snowing. It's ice. Black ice.
It's also a drink at Dairy Queen. Ice cream. It's called a
blizzard.
Yes.
Yes.
You got it.
Yes.
Desiree, you got it. Congratulations.
That was a strong finish right there. My gosh.
I was stressing out. You got some of the ones I passed on, Desiree, downpour. It's like there's a downpour. And then precipitation. Okay. Precipitation was the other one. But it doesn't matter. You got it. Congratulations.
Yay, I'm so excited. My kids are being happy.
No, we're so excited for you, Desiree. Tickets to Bluey's Big Play at Reynolds Hall in the Smith Center. It's happening in August. We've got your tickets to go see Bluey tomorrow morning right around 8:25. It's Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1, streaming live on the Odyssey app. It is Mercedes in the Morning. You got a one-star review for something?
Yeah, I feel really bad.
Oh, no.
I feel so bad.
That's sometimes I don't feel like they're warranted. I was reading the reviews for a place the other day, and it was for an item, and it was all five-star reviews except for one-star. And the one-star was, I haven't received my item yet. Well, that had nothing to do with the actual item itself.
Mm-hmm.
It was that you hadn't received it. So that doesn't mean this item isn't a good item. It's just that you didn't get it. So that doesn't...
This should disqualify the item.
Yeah,
yes.
Exactly. Stuff like that. What happened?
So I sell my wife's, Laura's writing stuff, or equestrian stuff, on Poshmark. I am, my account is like wife's clothes or something like that. It's all horse stuff. And I've developed a following of equestrian ladies that buy my stuff. And I listed two pairs of pants, riding pants, back in December. Early January, bing! Bing, I sold a pair. Awesome. Packed them up, Poshmark, they make it simple, sent it out. Couple days later, I get a note from the buyer saying, oh my gosh, I bought the tan pants, you sent me the white pants. I wrote back, I am so sorry. I will take care of that. I will fix the problem. Well, I forgot. And that was back in January.
Oh, okay.
So,
no offense. I see the one-star review now.
So here we are. I just want to check my Poshmark account. Yesterday morning, I get a screenshot from Laura saying, is this you? The buyer, I just forgot about her. She tracked down Laura on Instagram. I guess she found me on Instagram, saw Laura was my wife, the riding, and sent Laura a message saying, hey, I bought a pair of pants from your husband back in January. He sent me the wrong ones. Is there any chance you guys can correct the problem? So I'm like, oh my gosh, I just forgot. So I reached out to the girl on Poshmark, actually on Instagram. I said, hey, please give me your address again. And yesterday I mailed out the proper pair of pants, told her to keep the other pair of pants. Now she's going to have two pairs of pants. And I still got paid for everything. But at the end of the day, she did give me a one-star review for my actions.
Did she write anything with it?
I got to look. I just saw the review yesterday. I got to see if she did write anything.
Yeah, we want to hear what the review says as far as your pants go.
Oh, Mercedes, she wrote on January 20th, this whole thing. And then on January 29th, hello, February 22nd. When will these be sent out? I just forgot. I'm so sorry, Kate.
But did she say anything about you as a seller?
I got to pull it up. Poshmark's not easy to navigate.
Oh, man.
Let me pull it up here.
When did you get a one-star review for something? Or when did you give a one-star review? In your mind, they only deserved one star. Jessica, were you a giver or were you a getter?
I was a getter, unfortunately. I sold a wireless computer mouse on eBay, and I was on my way to the post office to drop it off, and I crashed my car, and it was in the body shop, and then I didn't have a car because I had to rent a car and all this stuff, and the buyer thought I was making this stuff up. And that I couldn't access my car. And so eventually I did send it to her, but she gave me a one-star review because she thought that I was making up all these stories, which I wasn't.
But you got in a car accident. Did she leave any comments on your review?
No. Well, no, because she wrote the review that it was a one-star. I didn't put any comments on there, but I had sent her pictures of my car. Yeah, and she still didn't believe me.
Wow, that's messed up. You poor thing, you're already going through something. You still get her the item, but you still get her one-star review. Are you okay?
Oh, I thought you were still talking to Jessica. I'm sorry.
No, I was looking at you.
I'm listening to you and trying to find the pod. I found the girl. I found her comment, Mercedes.
What's it
has
comment?
Now been weeks. I will be contacting Poshmark support. And that's when she gave me the one-star review back in February.
Oh, wow. Did Poshmark support reach out to you?
I didn't see any from Poshmark.
One-star review for Poshmark support. They're terrible. They don't reach out to people.
I think she was calling my bluff. She never reached out to Poshmark review.
Wow.
But now, though, I think I won her over because I sent her the tracking numbers. Hey, you can track the pants. I'm so sorry. Keep that other pair. So now you're going to have two pairs of pants that she got for $20. And she wrote back last night saying, you guys selling anything else? I still got her as a customer.
Ask her if she can update your review, please. Because that affects your
it's
overall.
It's true. It does. Yeah.
Yes, I do. But could you please update your review?
It's the Poshmark dance.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is brought to you by Best Mattress, just like David says. Sleep easy, friends.
Millions of people across the country on Monday had their eyes on the sky during the eclipse. And now, I guess a lot of people are afraid that they accidentally damaged their eyes in the process.
Oh, no.
Yeah, like one of the number one things that was searched for on Google is what if my eyes hurt right now? So there were so many warnings about not looking at the eclipse without special protective glasses because it can cause solar retinopathy, which happens when you stare at the sun without them, even just for a few seconds. So they say there's some things you need to look out for right now if you're concerned. Is your vision blurry? Do you have headaches? Is there like a blind spot in your central vision in one or both of your eyes? Are you more sensitive to light now? Is your vision a little distorted? And do you see color in different ways? If you have answered yes to one or more of those, then you may need to go just visit the eye doctor. If you know that you are looking at the eclipse without glasses and you have that, then there could be a problem.
I told you I was at the gas station. We were looking at the eclipse with the special glasses and it was amazing to see. But I left the radio station, I was getting gas and saw three employees of the gas station come outside and start to look up with no glasses. They look up for a second. Oh my, it's bright. Look back down and they saw them pop back up again. So there are those people out there that were trying to look at it. I guess quick glimpses. Still, that's not good.
Yeah, they say that there's no treatment if that happens, but the good news is that a lot of those eye injuries are very rare, and there were fewer than like 100 reported cases for the 2017 eclipse. So hopefully it's not that bad, but a lot of people are searching for solutions right now. So Twisted Sister, do you remember that group?
Heck yeah.
From the 80s?
Hold on, let me load up some Twisted Sister here.
They have not been doing much for a long time. Dee Snider, he is the lead singer of Twisted Sister. Mm-hmm. And he does some things here and there. I think he had like a podcast, some radio shows. He's kind of been doing his own thing. Yeah, this is Twisted Sister. But as a band, they haven't done anything for like 8 years, and the word was that they had no intention of getting back together, but that may have all changed. In a recent interview, Dee Snider said that as a result of all these bands retiring and dying, the offers that they're getting keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger for them to make a comeback. And he says at some point you have to say, how can I say no to that? He says that he and his other band members are having some very general discussions about getting back together just in case those offers reach the we can't refuse this level.
Here's more Twisted Sister. There's a Twisted Sister song called The Price. The balladish, I guess. Oh my gosh, it is so good. We don't have it in the system.
Really?
If you want to listen to a song this afternoon, trust me, The Price by Twisted Sister. You're going to love it.
I'm probably not going to do that, but thank you for the
offer. You know, I always take your recommendations. Check out this K-pop song. I do it. I offer you Twisted Sister, The Price. Nope.
I'm being honest with you. You know, I owe that to you, right?
Hey, I appreciate it. Do you remember the heavy metal Christmas from Twisted Sister?
No. The only songs I know are the first two that you played. I don't know any other Twisted Sister songs.
Here was their Christmas special.
Made me familiar with Twisted Sister when he was on, or when they were on Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Were they filming
a video and he ran in the seat. I was like, what kind of band is that? I thought it was just a band for the movie, and I found out it was an actual band. I was like, I had no idea.
They were kind of scary at first.
They were.
The Price, Mercedes. I'll send it your way.
Okay. It's 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. You know, every day I have like a list of stories that I want to talk about. And sometimes we get to them. Sometimes we don't. Things in the headlines, things that are big news stories. So I had an idea. In order to still get you some of the news that you need and some of the stories that you need, we are going to make a game out of this.
All
are
right.
You ready?
Love games.
Okay. This is called Headline Truth or Trash, okay?
Headline, truth, or trash. Got it.
I'm going to give you and Steph a headline, and I want you guys to collaborate and decide whether that headline is a true headline or if it's trash.
Okay.
If I totally made it up, okay?
Yeah, you ready, Steph?
Let's do it.
Okay, so headline, truth, or trash number one. Salad Stop earns Nebraska man a $1 million lottery prize. Is that truth or trash?
I'm going to say that's truth.
Truth? What kind of stop is it?
A salad stop.
He stopped at a gas station to get a salad or something and decided to play the lottery or was going to get... Yeah, 100% truth.
No, I think that's trash. Salad stop. I'm thinking that he's going in there for food. I don't see someone going there for...
He's going to get... His wife's like, hey, get me a salad. He goes to stop. And you don't want to buy a lottery ticket while
I don't
I'm
think
here.
They sell lottery tickets at a salad.
We can't be against each other, Steph.
No. Well, I'm going to stick with my gut.
I'll go with Steph then. I'll go with Steph.
The correct answer is... That is the truth. You were right.
Come on. JC, okay, I'm going to follow your lead in that clip.
We're a team here. We'll work through this.
A Nebraska man said a quick stop for a salad led to him winning a $1 million Mega Million prize. That is a true headline.
Okay, I'm trusting you. Okay. You're the leader on this next one.
All right, truth or trash? The headline is, another eclipse already coming our way next Monday. Is that truth or trash?
Now, there's all kinds of eclipses. Isn't it like lunar eclipses and stuff like that?
Yeah, there's also the car eclipse.
That's true. A Mitsubishi eclipse could be coming our way in the parking lot on Monday.
But, like, would that make a headline?
Yes. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Wouldn't you think? There's like some lame lunar eclipse or something happening. And I would run with that if I was a news station. Like, oh, you enjoy that? We got one next week.
All right, let's run with it.
Truth.
Is that a true headline?
No, that's trash.
That was just a Mitsubishi eclipse. Come on, you guys.
All right, let's go. This next one, I'm feeling good.
Okay, headline, truth, or trash? The headline is, reported armed man at train station was Star Wars stormtrooper. Truth or trash?
You know, May the 4th is coming up. There's all these Star Wars troops out there. So maybe they had to get together and practice. And Tom's like, dude, I'll just wear my outfit over there.
And don't they have about 100 stormtroopers lined up? This is a good probability that this guy must have been a stormtrooper. Are we going with
truth?
Headline, truth or trash? Is that true? Yes! It is the truth. A reported armed man who boarded a train at the Aberdeen train station in Scotland turned out to be a Star Wars stormtrooper. He was just cosplaying he had this plastic blaster and people were freaking out, but it is a true thing.
Wow. Let's do one more. Let's press our luck.
Okay. Headline, truth or trash? The headline is, the new all ice cream diet. Is that a true or trash headline?
Oh, the new all ice cream diet. You know, I feel like this is a clickbait for someone.
Yeah.
I feel like it might be true, but in the article, it's some weird, I don't know.
You wish this would be true. All you have to do, though, is eat a salad. Yeah, I'm going to say it's trash, right?
You want to say it's trash?
Yeah.
That it's not real. Okay.
Let's
stick with trash, that it's not a real headline.
The new all ice cream diet. Is it truth or trash? You are correct. Yeah. It is trash. We all wish it was true, but it is trash.
Nice.
See, now you know what's going on in the world.
Yes.
And what's not going on.
Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning.
And that is it for us on a Wednesday. Hey, if you missed anything, you can always download our podcast. It is free. You can do that wherever you get your podcasts. Also on the Odyssey app. Make sure you download that, because if you listen to the Odyssey app, you will get rewarded just for listening. We have some really cool stuff where you can win concert tickets and more. So make sure you download that. It's AUDACY. We are headed out. J-Love is on the way next, but right now it's time for the line of the day.
We talked about the annoying things that kids do to their parents.
My daughter calls me bra. I'll say something. I'll be like, hey, can you clear the table for dinner? Bra. Can you please clear it? Bra.
But I feel like she's also communicating something to you. Like, clear the table. Bra. So annoyed. Do you want to go get some ice cream? Bra. Did she do it that way? Where she's, it's
no.
That word of like,
hey, I bought you something today. Bra.
Yes.
No. It's just when she's mad and annoyed. It's true. I don't know.
We talked about you on the radio this morning, Brooklyn.
Bra. That's what she's going to do. Bra. Why?
I picked up on it. That was an annoying
bra. Sure.
Well, that'll do it for show number 2037 of Mercedes in the Morning.
Did you miss any part of Mercedes in the Morning? Catch up now by downloading today's show on the Odyssey app. Mercedes in the Morning returns tomorrow morning on Mix 94.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3x a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture. Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered. We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.